In every field, there are certain people whose work behind the scenes ripples out across miles and over years, whose vision helps define the way we live, work, or play. In fashion, one of those people is Grace Coddington.
I never dreamt to be a model or never dreamt to be a fashion editor, but I just loved the pages and the pictures.
Outside of the fashion world, many people first met Grace Coddington in this 2009 documentary, The September Issue. It's about American Vogue, the magazine where she's been a top editor for 30 years.
I think I got left behind somewhere because I'm, you know, still a romantic.
As an editor at American Vogue, Grace Coddington directs the photo spreads that appear in the magazine. She helps choose the clothes, the setting, the models, and works with a photographer to figure out how that should all be captured in an image. Now her work is captured in hardcover, a massive coffee table book filled with photographs called Grace, the American Vogue Years. The cover is a vivid red, not far from the copper hair color that's always been Coddington's visual signature. We wanted to know what makes Grace Coddington so influential, what makes her vision distinctive. So we went to New York to see her in her element, a fashion show during one of the most important weeks for the industry. Every day of Fashion Week is full of shows like this one, but some are more important than others, and this is one of the most important ones. It's the fashion house called Rodarte, founded by two sisters. People fight to get tickets to a show like this, and the woman sitting in the front row, center of all the action, is Grace Coddington. While models drift across the floor, people snap photos and scribble notes. Coddington has a notebook, but she's not writing words. She's sketching each dress that comes down the catwalk.
I'm no good with words, so I kind of draw almost everything.
What does that do for you?
It just sort of takes me back to that moment when I saw the dress and what my reaction is. You know.
We're now sitting in Grace Coddington's personal office in Midtown Manhattan. She pulls out some of the sketchbooks to show us her drawings. Simple silhouettes, purely meant to jog her memory.
It doesn't mean anything to you. My drawings are better than this.
On the walls around us are photographs. Coddington as a young British model, more recent shoots that she has overseen for Vogue. And on a bookshelf, every issue of the magazine going back 30 years. Fashion people sometimes have a reputation for being severe. Not Grace Coddington. She is 75 and sunny, happy to laugh at herself. For example, when she finally joined Instagram after years of nagging from her colleagues, her first image was a simple sketch, a nude self-portrait.
I didn't know there were rules.
Your first Instagram post got censored? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
It got taken down. And it's, you know what? It's the best thing that could have ever happened because everybody was in an uproar, you know, and eventually, you know, it mysteriously came back.
Things got much more tame from there.
And then my next Instagram was of, I did my cats.
One longtime Vogue editor suggested to us that people get their aesthetic sensibility around age 13, when adulthood is visible but still out of reach. So I asked Coddington who she was at 13. And as she answers, the sun seems to slip behind a cloud.
That's kind of a hard time in my life. I lost my father when I was 11, and I think that was hard for me. I had an older sister, and she was very dramatic about it. And, you know, I just hung in the shadows and didn't say anything. And I think I didn't say anything for several years.
The family owned a seaside hotel in remote northern Wales. During the winter, seas were rough. Nobody would visit.
You know, every time you lit your lips, you could taste the salt water. And during the mornings and things, I would go off and walk on the rocks and just sit and dream of being grown up, I think.
What did being grown up mean to you at that point?
I remember seeing a story on Audrey Hepburn of how she had her own little flat. Seemed to be very small, considering what a big star she was, but I thought, God, if I could just have that flat with, like, one room and one bedroom, that would be a dream.
I wondered if we could find that childhood captured in this new book of photographs.
So I've just opened to a page at random, and I would say, describe what we're looking at here.
Well, maybe what you have to do is, okay, I've told you the story now. What does that say to you?
Well, so I now see a photograph of a young, perhaps not redhead. Coincidentally, redhead, flanked by two handsome men in a countryside that could very easily be English.
Yes, yeah.
So all these years later, when you're doing a photo shoot for Vogue and there are these echoes of your youth, is this conscious or is this...
It's unconscious, I think. I mean, I guess you say, stop there because it's something you recognize and you like it, you know. But I don't think I set out to make it a replica of my youth.
Of course, she's also done photo shoots that capture suburban American angst or fairy tale fantasy. One photo has Kim Kardashian with her husband Kanye West and their baby. Kim is taking a selfie with the phone, while Kanye takes a picture on the iPad of the mother and child taking a selfie.
That kind of obsessive thing that is, you know, with everybody here, not just them, I mean, you know, but everyone in today's world of everybody photographing everybody, photographing everybody.
But that theme of the dreamy young redhead in the countryside keeps coming back. Even in an ultra-urban place like this, Grace Coddington is signing books at the Calvin Klein store on Madison Avenue in the middle of Manhattan. It's a fashion week party. Tall, thin people in expensive black dresses and designer sneakers drink champagne. When I ask these people about Grace Coddington's style, their answers keep summoning that teenage girl on a rocky shoreline.
She takes you into a dream. She tells you a story.
The message of a beautiful, dreamy woman.
There's a storytelling element.
And things that look as though they're paintings, they look as though they're movies, and that's what she's produced.
That's journalist Susie Menkes, stylist Stella Greenspan, actress Tavi Gevinson, and creative director Fabian Barron. The fashion world has changed a lot since Grace Coddington started modeling in the 1960s. With blogs, Instagram, and Pinterest boards, everyone can be a fashion editor. 30 years from now, there is unlikely to be someone with the concentrated influence that Grace Coddington has had. Looking through the pages of this book, I asked her whether seeing it all in one place gives her any insight into her career.
I mean, I look at it and I feel, I mean, it sounds terrible. I feel kind of satisfied. I feel that if I die tomorrow, it's okay, I've done something, you know, in the field of fashion editing.
That's Vogue creative director at large, Grace Coddington. The new book is Grace, the American Vogue Years.